This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Exorcism is on the rise. Demon influence is on the rise. Apparently it is, if we believe an article which was published by The Telegraph, dated January 5, 2014. And I'd like to read a little bit from this article, and then I will make quite a few comments about it. Dioceses across Italy, as well as in countries such as Spain, are increasing the number of priests schooled in administering the rite of exorcism, fabled to rid people of possession by the devil. The rise in demonic cases is a result of more people dabbling in practices such as black magic, paganism, satanic rites, and Ouija boards, often exploring the dark arts with the help of information readily found on the internet, the church said. Now let me just point out that the last comment is absolutely true. People who are dabbling into the occult and doing all these things which we have just heard about and many more are, of course, in great danger of making contacts with demons. And yes, I believe that there is a devil around today, and he has supporters called demons, fallen angels. That part is true. But let's go on to read what else the article has to say. The increase in the number of priests being trained to tackle the phenomenon is also an effort by the church to sideline unauthorized, self-proclaimed exorcists, and its tacit recognition that belief in Satan, once regarded by Catholic progressives as an embarrassment, is still very much alive. Now, Satan is very much alive, but what we find here in this article is that they are trying to create a monopoly. They and only they should be able to conduct exorcisms, and others should not be used for that purpose. It goes on to say that the trend comes 4 decades after the 1973 release of The Exorcist, the American horror film based on the demonic possession of a 12-year-old girl and attempts to exorcise her by two priests. Now, I hasten to add that I fortunately have never watched that movie and I have no intention of ever watching it, but those who have tell me it was a horrible, terrible movie, clearly portraying somebody who was possessed by a demon. The article goes on to say that in Spain, Antonio Maria Rico Varela, the Archbishop of Madrid, chose 8 priests to undergo special training in May to confront what he described as an unprecedented rise in cases of demonic possession. Later on, it says that the certain association which is behind this was founded by Gabriele Amorth in 1993, who served as the Vatican's chief exorcist and claims to have conducted thousands of exorcisms. A controversial figure, he has claimed that yoga is evil because it leads to a worship of Hinduism and other Eastern religions. Now, let me also say that to an extent that might very well be true, depending on what kind of yoga practice people are engaged in. So, it is not necessarily a very harmless exercise, as I said, depending on what kind of yoga people are doing. It says that during the papacy of Benedict XVI, he said that the sex abuse scandals, which engulfed the church in the US, Ireland, Australia, and other countries, were proof that the Antichrist was waging a war against the Holy See. Well, no, really what it proved was that the people who were engaging in this kind of conduct were not willing or able to submit to the law of God. But here is the crux of the matter. Here's what I want to bring to your attention, and I want you to very carefully listen to it. It says, people with demonic possession must undergo the official Catholic rite of exorcism, which involves a consecrated priest invoking the name of God as well as various saints and the Archangel Michael to cast out their demons. Now, let me just say that this kind of procedure doesn't come from the Bible at all. There is nothing in the Bible talking about invoking the name of saints, people who have died and are dead in their graves. They are not in heaven, as some erroneously believe. And there is nothing in the Bible saying that you have to invoke the name of the archangel Michael to cast out demons. That is not biblical. That is almost like casting out Satan with Beelzebub, so to speak. There's an interesting example which you find in Acts chapter 19, beginning in verse 11, which I like to read to you. It says, "Now God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and the diseases left them, and the evil spirits went out of them." Today we talk about anointed cloth. Then some of the Jewish exorcists, so they had Jewish exorcists, as now the Catholic Church has apparently Catholic exorcists. So some of the Jewish exorcists took it upon themselves to call the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, "We exorcise you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches." So they invoked the name of Jesus, they invoked the name of Paul, one of the saints, if you please. Did it work? Also, there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, who did so. So high-ranking people, apparently. And the evil spirit answered and said, "Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you?" And then the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, overpowered them, prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. So that exorcism didn't bring about anything, except that it provoked the anger of that demon. And this became known both to all Jews and Greeks dwelling in Ephesus, and fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. And many who had believed came confessing and telling their deeds. And now notice what is being said about those who were engaged in black magic. What did they do? Also, verse 19, many of those who had practiced magic, who had been involved in all these things they should have not been involved in, they brought their books together, and they burned them in the sight of all. And they counted up the value of them, and it totaled 50,000 pieces of silver, a large amount of money. So they didn't want to make merchandise from their books. They didn't try to sell them and give them to others so that they could engage in this black magic. No, they got rid of them. They destroyed them. That was the only right course of action they were doing. And so it says in verse 20, "And so the word of the Lord grew mightily and prevailed." You see, Christ gave his disciples, his true disciples, ordained ministers in the church of God, the authority to cast out demons. He didn't give that authority to others. We read in Matthew chapter 10, beginning in verse 1, "And when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out, and to heal all kinds of sicknesses and all kinds of disciples," and of course, or all kinds of diseases rather. And these were the 12 apostles. They were given authority to cast out demons. He also gave authority to other selected people, today ordained ministers in God's church. In Luke chapter 10, verse 1. "And after these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also, and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go. And then he said to them, 'The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way, behold, I sent you as lambs among wolves.'" Verse 17, "And the 70 returned with joy, saying, 'Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name.' And he said to them, 'I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you the authority. I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven.'" These were people, disciples, selected by Christ, whose names had already been written in heaven, in the book of life. This was not just anyone. Christ has to give authority to his disciples, to ordained ministers today in God's church, to do this kind of thing. Others he has not given authority to. Now, you may say, yeah, but we see people have conducted exorcisms and demons have left them, and we could see that, and so therefore they must have had authority too, given from Christ to cast out demons. Not necessarily so at all. Because when Christ cast out demons, he gave the command, you leave that person and you don't return to that person. That was always the command. Now, you might observe quote-unquote exorcisms even by certain TV evangelists, some of whom the word fake is written all over their face, and it wasn't an exorcism at all. Because Christ even gives this warning. We find in Matthew chapter 12 and in verse 43 that he says, when an unclean spirit goes out of a man, so he wasn't cast out, but it appeared as if, you see, he contributed to the confusion. But he wasn't cast out to the extent that he couldn't return. No, he goes out of a man voluntarily. It appears as if he was cast out, but he wasn't. He goes through dry places. He is seeking rest. He finds none. And then he says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when he comes, he finds it empty, swept, put in order. And then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits, more wicked than himself. And they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. And so shall it be also with this wicked generation. The warning is clear. Don't get involved with magic, black magic, in any manner, shame, or form. Don't dabble into the occult. If you are involved, get out of it. Destroy whatever helps you to dabble into this kind of stuff. And don't make the mistake of going to self-proclaimed exorcists who are not authorized by Jesus Christ to cast out demons, giving you perhaps a false sense of hope. Otherwise, you might be the man who thinks he has been freed from a demon only to find out later it has gotten worse with you than before. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.